having this idea of load and limit gives me two things that I specifically can do. What are the things that I can do in 2026 to increase my limit? And what are the things I need to do specifically that I can lower my loads, thereby both increasing the margin, both for me emotionally, both in my calendar time, so I can give more of myself to the things that I want to be able to give to my family, to my friends, to even hobbies and interests.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design.
Hey, everyone. I started this idea of creating a word of the year, I don't know, 5 years ago, something like that. I think I picked it up. Maybe I saw it online, John Gordon, potentially. I think that's possibly where I got it from. And my word of the year this year is margin. And I want to give full credit to Sean Blanc. He's somebody that has become a personal friend to me, has become a mentor and one of my coaches. And so he defines margin as the difference between your load and your limit. The difference between your load and your limit. So what happens, and what personally has happened certainly to me, is that whatever my limit is, my load is butting up right against that. So when you hear or you say to friends, I'm stressed, I'm overwhelmed, I'm overworked, I'm tired, etc., those kind of things, typically it's whenever you are at a place to where you have no margin. And this could manifest itself financially to where you don't have any margin in between what you're bringing in income-wise and what your expenses are, both personally and for the business. There's certainly margin there. But then also it could be time margin. You just don't have enough time in the day. It also could manifest itself to where it's just emotional margin, whatever the genre may be, from your calendar and your time to emotions to financials. I love that idea of margin is the difference between your load and your limit. And what that does is that it gives us two things. And I love it because it gave me a definition to it. But this second is, it allows me to realize that there's not just one lever I can pull. Are there things specifically I can do? And then certainly in this podcast, in the context of being a business owner, that can increase my limit. Whatever your limit is, which is, I guess it would be hard to kind of define what your limit is, but what you can actually do, are there things that I can do to increase that? And listen, we all know the things that we can do, from drinking more water, working out more regularly, getting more sleep, supplements, eating cleaner, working out, strength training, all those kind of things. But also, it also looks like therapy, having close friends. There's so many different things that it can go into, but what are the things specifically you can do in 2026 to increase your limit? Because if the load stays the same, but my ability to handle that load goes up, obviously, as you're watching this on YouTube, you won't see my hands where I'm saying that my limit is one place, right? And the load is where I'm at already with my load is there. And there's only a small gap between the two. But if I go and I increase my limit and the load stayed the same, I have margin. Then the second thing I can do, and oftentimes in combination with increasing my limit, is, well, what can I do while I'm also increasing my limit? What can I do to decrease my load? And so if I can get both of those operating at the same time, I can start to say no to more things. I don't have to say yes to everything. I don't have to take that meeting. Instead of that meeting being an hour, can it be 30 minutes? Can we do things asynchronously? Can I say no to that hour and a half long coffee meeting that I would normally go to? Can I be more selective in who I give some of my time to? How much time I spend doing things that don't actually move the needle forward? So there's so many different ways, but also in the financial way, like, if we think about this just from numbers, you can say, all right, well, what can I do to increase my income? And what are the things I can do to cut my expenses? Well, those two things in and of itself increase your margin. And this is my word of the year. And I personally am going to be doing at the time of this recording, it's the very beginning of December. And this is going to be my word of the year in 2026. By the time this episode's actually dropped, I will have done some reflecting. This is something I'm going to do in the 2 weeks shutdown that we have as a company, that I want to be able to completely shut down, not do any work, not take any phone calls, and just be able to reflect on the year and reflect on this, my word of the year. I'm really curious what your word of the year is. I'd love for you to connect with me on LinkedIn, or if you're watching this on YouTube, post a comment down below and let me know what your word of the year is. Have you had a word of the year specifically? What do you think about this idea of margin? Maybe it's not the word that you would choose for yourself, but I think as business owners, we all can use a little bit more margin. And having this idea of load and limit gives me two things that I specifically can do. What are the things that I can do in 2026 to increase my limit? And what are the things I need to do specifically that I can lower my loads, thereby both increasing the margin, both for me emotionally, both in my calendar time, so I can give more of myself to the things that I want to be able to give to my family, to my friends, to even hobbies and interest. I hope that served you well. I would love to hear what your word of the year is for 2026. And I hope that this year is a year for more margin in your life in whatever way that that shows up. All right, everyone. Till next time, lead well and go be great. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you struggling to turn clicks into clients and grow your business with confidence? Well, DirectClicks has helped over 1,000 businesses increase their lead volume by an average of 300%. Built by business owners for business owners, DirectClicks specializes in custom marketing solutions that deliver real results. From paid search campaigns and performance max to SEO and social media management, they provide the comprehensive digital marketing your business needs to grow. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners to the Above the Business podcast. If you visit directclicksinc.com/above the business, you'll get a free marketing campaign audit. They'll assess your website, social media, SEO, content, and paid advertising. Then they'll provide actionable recommendations. Plus, when you choose to partner with them, they'll waive all your setup fees. Don't miss this opportunity to grow your business with proven marketing strategies with DirectClicks. DirectClicksinc.com/above the business.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit CoachPConsulting.com to get started.